Good morning, everyone. It's mavor in the sugya and daf chaf that if you have a machatzalos, you have some type of mat in a sala sikach, you made it for schach, then mesachim bavim in mekabelos tumah, you could use it for schach because it's not mekabel tumah. Now, what is the tumah that we're haggling over here, if it is mekabel or not? So the pasha says we're referring to tumah ziva, the tumah of mishkav hazav or meder hazav, if it's used for a person to lie down on as a like as a mattress, then it could potentially be mekabel tumah ziva. But we're saying that if it's a sala sikuch, there's no problem of mishkav. It's not something which is used to sit on or lie on, and therefore there's no problem with tumah ziva. But fact taisus akasha, taisus says, forget about tumah ziva, mishkav hazav, and meder hazav. So fine, you don't have that because a sala sikuch. But there's a more basic problem over here. What about tumah ayil? The fact that you're putting this on your on your sukkah, it's being used as an oil, it's right to be metame tumas oil. If there's a mace in the bias, the roof of the bias becomes tummy through tumas oil, and lechar should be possible because of that. It should be right to be mekabel tumas, should be possible schach because of tumas oil, even if it's not something which is made l'shchiva. So how is it bichlal kosher if it's right to be metame tumas oil? And Taisa says a teretz, he brings a gemara in Shabbos, and the second parak, that the gemara says a klal, the kol yotzim and eitz, ena metame tumas oilim, ela pishtan. We have exerce a kasev that anything that grows from a tree is not metame tumas oil except for pishtan. Anything else that grows, there is no tumas oil. So being that this is not pishtan, this mat, therefore there is no issue of tumas oil at all. That's how Taisus answers this kasha of tumas oil. Now the Achanim are bothered, the Pnei Shulam, the Achanim and others, that l'chari lule divra Taisus, we would have said that this kasha is b'chlan ha-tshver. Tumas oil is not part of the equation over here. The fact that something is right to be mekabel tumas oil, that would not pass us something from being schach, that's not considered davar mekabel tumah. The Pnei Yeshua says a svara because the tumas oil is a gemalik echidish, doesn't have to be a kli, doesn't have to have any shem kli, just anything you put on your oil pretty much is metame tumas oil. Other achanim say a svara that it's not regular tumas negiya. Most tumas are talia negiya. You touch it, you go near it, close proximity, that brings about the tumah. But over here it's a tumah which is some type of exas akasov, is just being on top of the roof of a house is metame, it's a gemalik echidish, ein lecha ba'el echidushai. And the fact that it's a right to mekabel tumas oil, we would have said misvara that Achanim say is not a problem of would not possible the sikuch. But the Ma'aseh and Taisus see not like that. You see a chiddush that even if something is right to mekabel tumas oilim, it would possible it from schach. And the only reason why it's not a problem over here is because tumas oilim is limited to pishtun and not other materials that grow from a tree. But based on that, the Achanim have a very stark kasha and Taisus. The Gemara says earlier on Daf Yidbeis that sichacha banitze pishtun is possible. If you make your sacha banitze pishtun, it's possible. And the question is why the Rishonim struggled trying to figure out the issue with Anitzei Pishtan. Some say Tumas Negayim, some say it's only Derabanan. All different Shatim and the Rishonim. In fact, the Achanim, the Pnei Yeshua, and the Archaner, what's the problem? Lefi Taisus is a very simple issue. It's Tumas Oil. The fact that it's made out of Pishtan is now it's right to Metame Tumas Oilim, Kol Yotzim and Eitzin and Metame Ela Pishtan, that is Pishtan. So it's Pasha why it's Pasha Schach, because it's Tumas Oil. Again, Lule Taisus, we would say Tumas Oil is not an issue, but if Taisus holds Tumas Oil is an issue, then why doesn't the Gemara, why not the Rishonim simply say over there that Anitzei Pishtan are possible because of Tumas Oil? So that's a Shnaik Akasha and Taisus. If you want to see a Mahalach, take a look in the Archoner, and he says a Mahalach to be Miyashav Taisus in that Sugya. Agav, I just want to mention that I went to look in the Archoner in the Shul, so I was in the Beis Medrash, I was shocked. I went to the shelf and I found the Archoner on the shelf. And it was a big shock to me, a big surprise. I figured the Olam's running sukkah. I wouldn't be able to find the Archoner. Everyone would be fighting over it. And I have to go to different tables and look. And there it was, sitting there on the shelf, you know, peacefully and calmly. And it was a pella because the Archoner, there's very few svarim that are more geschmack than the Archoner. The Archoner on sukkah and every mesachta, his klarkite and his cheshbon and the glatkite and the svaros, it's such a beautiful sefer. And I figured the Olam would be fighting over it. And my limud zchus for the Chashav Akilah is that a lot of people were fighting over it, but we have a good gabe svarim and made sure to put it back. So I'm sure Baruch Hashem that is the reason. But everyone should chap arayin and utilize the Archoner and use it. And there's really few things that are as geschmack as learning the sukkah with Archoner. Everyone should enjoy.